Paul O'Connor Cars was established in Dungarvan in 2019. Paul said he knew the motor trade, having worked for 6 years in the industry prior to setting up his own business. Since starting as a one-man operation, Paul O'Connor Cars now has 3 garages and 11 staff members. Here's Paul to tell us more.
We kind of sell cars throughout all of Ireland, and we do servicing and auto body work as well. So we kind of the one-stop shop almost for all the motoring needs, as we say. So it's going great.
You're nominated in marketing excellence. Obviously, it's something you take huge pride in.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. I actually came from a marketing background. I did a degree in marketing from UL back in my college days. In my previous job as well, we were doing a lot of online sales and online marketing and things like that. And I realized the power, especially of social media when it comes to sales. And ever the more so for the last 2 years with COVID, online sales became a huge thing. So we really doubled down on that. The online thing was huge with us. And we sell probably 70% of our stuff through online channels now, through our website and through social media and things like that. So I suppose our approach to marketing is something a bit lighthearted. Don't take ourselves too seriously. We try and make our online content quite entertaining. It seems to have worked well for us so far.
And can you give me an example of that?
My Instagram stories. A lot of people follow on a daily basis. I'd often have stories up of my dog. I have an English bulldog called Gus. Myself and all the staff members just having a bit of a laugh here as well. We've run a few little fun campaigns. We did a trade in anything event about a year and a half ago, where we invited customers to literally trade in anything in return for discounts against cars. So we had a gym equipment, we had an Xbox traded in.
Collect is a Waterford-based waste company. Collect.ie is a platform where customers can avail of any type of waste service, from bin collections to skip hire to junk removal to commercial services. CEO John O'Connor says the company has recently undergone many changes.
We're about to launch a new front end and an app in Q2 of this year. You're constantly improving, like, and I suppose our mission is to make it simple for people to book a waste service online or house our businesses. So how do you make it simple? Like, you make sure when a person gets onto your website with whatever query, they can easily get a price and decide to go ahead or not. So that's the bit I think we're really, you know, finessing and improving at the moment.
Talk to me about your December rebrand.
Yeah, so just prior to the investment now that we're doing in our new platform and our new app, we did a rebrand because we hadn't looked at our brand in over 5 years. You know, we're just making sure that everything's consistent and, you know, we have a style and a look that's unique to Collect and really ties in with our values and our culture. We're really excited about this, and it's like, you know, we can incorporate this rebrand, I suppose, into our new platform, into our new app. But it really ties in with, it's Collect, clutter gone in a click. And I think the reason we had to do rebrand as well is, especially in Waterford now, if you ask most people what do Collect do, they probably think we're bin collectors, whereas in the rest of the country, in the UK, you know, what we are is we're the go-to waste collector for whatever need you have. So like, we're just trying to be consistent now with that and build, even in Waterford, is maybe let people know that, yeah, we do bins, and we're very grateful for that business, but also we work with suppliers with skips and junk and skip bags, and, you know, you can actually come to us for whatever waste need you have.
The Ladies Slip is a lingerie shop in Tremor run by Sandra Power with her sister Miriam. Having opened in August 2020, the business faced 2 lockdowns in its first year but has gotten through both. People visit the shop from all over the country for the fitting service. The Ladies Slip stocks well-known brands like Fantasy, Freya, Panache and Chantel, and its website tlslingerie.ie is fast gaining momentum. Here's owner Sandra Power. She says from day one, getting the right stock in for customers was crucial.
You get chatting to people, and I didn't have a huge amount of stock when I opened first because I really needed to talk to people and see what they wanted, see what sizes were the most popular or the most common. And I suppose what a lot of people won't understand is that with lingerie, unlike clothing, so if you're putting a clothing line and it's, we'll say, a size 8 to an 18 or whatever, you can buy 2 of each or you can buy 1 of each and that's a line. With lingerie, to have 1 full line in a bra, you're talking about maybe 36 to 50 pieces.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a very steep learning curve and you have to kind of think on your feet for that. Any person, no matter what their size, could come in and feel comfortable and feel at ease and come in and get what they're looking for. And if I don't have it in stock, I'll get it for you.
And you've got obviously some of the big names, like Fantasy being one of the huge bra brands as well. You've got Freya. You do a lovely sports bra range as well, actually, in Freya. So, you know, I think people would definitely be impressed with the stockists that you have collaborated with.
That, again, from the very, very start, there was no point in doing this half-heartedly. It had to be done properly. And the only way I would have ever opened this shop was as long as I had those decent brands, those well-known, good quality brands. The most important thing is that people are coming in and they're getting fitted. And most of them are going away very, very surprised by the size that they're actually walking out in.
Best of luck to Paul O'Connor Cars, Collect and The Ladies Slip, nominated in Marketing Excellence. Tomorrow, it's the turn of Business of the Year, up to 20 people.